This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Anticlimactic. That's what the Mueller report was. I warned you. I mean, it's anticlimactic for the left because they wanted something to happen, and it was never going to happen. I ask a simple question. I'll ask it again. Leftists, what happens if you just stop for 1 second and ask yourself, what if you're wrong? What if everything you believe about your party is wrong? What if everything you believe about your ideology is wrong? What happens? Good question. I'm not going to answer it for you, but I'm going to tell you this. It is wrong, and you're about to find out. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. The Democrats are in for a rude awakening. I said it. Happy New Year, by the way. I told you guys it was going to be a bad year. 2019 would be the worst year for the Democrats, and 2020 ain't going to be any better when Donald Trump re-ups and we win back the House. I've already predicted it, so I'm not taking it back. What do you think? Wait, you think I'm going to take it back? I'm not taking it back. I've said it. It will happen. And let me tell you what's going to change. When you have let your people down to the degree that the Democrats have, how do you think you're going to keep them? Ask yourself right now, what momentum are they riding into 2020? What? The fact that the Mueller report exonerated the man that you tried to demonize? You're going to ride that in? You're going to ride? And I love how people go, the Democrats are going to open up many other investigations. Okay, great. What credibility are the Democrats going to have in opening up any new investigations? What credibility? Oh, there's a new Donald Trump is now. He's a terrible person. He's a bad father. We're going to investigate that. Really? Okay, how much are we going to spend on this next witch hunt boondoggle that's going to net us nothing? What Donald Trump is effectively done is he said, okay, I'm going to win so much that when you bring anything up, and this is the danger that the left suffer, if you bring anything up, it's going to appear stupid and unreasonable. People are going to quit listening to him. Democrats are sensing this. They are at the highest levels. Trust me, folks. Look, I'm not on the inside here on this. I'm telling you that I'm talking to you about human nature. I'm talking to you about the Machiavellians, the people who are willing to put a shiv in your back in order to get what they need. They know when it's time for them to kill, for Brutus and the senators to kill Caesar. And Caesar is about to die. 844-551-8255. And Adam Schiff, it's funny. He knew what was happening early on, and they set the stage for it. And I want to play a clip. This was early on with Trump's presidency, and here's what Schiff said.
And I have to say, the whole Russian thing is what it's turned out to be. This was the Democrats coming up with an excuse for losing an election. They lost it by a lot. They didn't know what to say, so they made up the whole Russia hoax.
Despite Donald Trump's best efforts to label it a hoax, the Russiagate investigation gets very real tomorrow. NBC News has confirmed that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office will issue its first indictment in the investigation into Russian interference in the election. And there are reports an arrest may come as soon as tomorrow. But so far, the specific charges and the target remains a mystery. Trump has said absolutely nothing about the looming indictment, but he and his supporters on Capitol Hill and in conservative media are working overtime to try and shift the focus of the congressional Russia probes to their favorite nemesis, Hillary Clinton. And joining me now is Congressman Adam Schiff, ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee. And Congressman, thank you so much for being here.
You bet.
So I want to start with that, because this idea that you have three different House committees setting up to investigate Hillary Clinton, the vanquished opponent of Donald Trump in the presidential election, I think strikes a lot of people who have histories outside the United States and who are familiar with sort of authoritarian regimes as really alarming to be happening in a democracy. What do you make of it?
Well, that's exactly right. I used to be part of a commission, the Democracy Assistance Commission, that would meet with emerging democracies. And one of the points we would always make is if you win an election, when you win an election, you don't try to use the justice system, pervert the justice system to punish your vanquished opponent. And that's what's happening here. The White House, in violation of Department of Justice policy, has intervened with the Justice Department to say, we want you to take certain steps, lift the gag rule to advance an investigation of my vanquished opponent. And I have to say, for the Republicans in Congress to go along with that, to open an investigation, to become complicit in that, really makes them part of this dismantling of our system of checks and balances one brick at a time. And it's not an isolated thing.
So here's the deal. Adam Schiff was essentially offering up that Donald Trump is investigating Clinton because Donald Trump wasn't investigating Clinton. If you guys recall, Donald Trump essentially came out and said, look, we beat her. She was a formidable opponent. Let sleeping dogs lie. And then Hillary Clinton disappeared for a while. Then she came back. And that's when Donald Trump started going after her again to a degree, because he didn't need to do much. He was damaged goods. But that was Schiff telling you, let's not investigate Hillary Clinton by claiming that Trump was. So he's already telling you he's pimping the strategy going forward. They don't want this investigated. They don't want the Clinton connection, the Podestas, the Obama administration, they've tried to make, remember all the orchestration to make the FBI look like they were as pure as the driven snow. These are the Vienna choir boys. You know, how could Donald Trump dare question in, you know, his intelligence community, Donald Trump, these people, you know, and they want you to believe these FBI G-men are just above and beyond reproach. Remember, even Peter Strzok got on there, no matter what our political ideologies are, we do not go to, you know, legislate and investigate with that in our heads. And it was like, whoa, hold on there, freaky kid. Because he looked like a freak. He was totally, you know, discombobulated, trying to make it appear as though the FBI is above reproach. We would never do that. Look at his text and tell me they didn't have political ideology in their brains. So here's Adam Schiff just, you know, pimping his hand. Don't investigate. He's saying they want to investigate. They want to, you know, take out a opponent on political ideology. How dare they? Which is exactly what they did. What Schiff essentially said is what the Democrats did, and he's trying to spin it back on Donald Trump. The nerve! Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. It's not going to work. And Donald Trump comes back, and we'll play this clip when we come back, but he comes back hinting his response, I think, and I suspect that this is what the Democrats really fear the most.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
If you win an election, when you win an election, you don't try to use the justice system, pervert the justice system to punish your vanquished opponent.
That's right, Adam Schiff. You do it before, and you try to ensure that your team is going to win, and that way you can just sweep it all under the rug. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Donald Trump. The Schiff is concerned, and the Democrats are very concerned, and rightfully so, that this now that the Mueller report's over, it's going to spin back on them. 844-551-8255 if you want to contact me. These guys are afraid, and they have every reason to be. And as I've warned you guys, I said this is going to be a bad year for the Democrats, because once this report is issued, now the real investigation can begin. Now, if you had a McCain or Romney as your president, we might just let this go. But Donald Trump understands why you have to make a point of certain things. For example, Colin Kaepernick. People, why did he get involved in that? That's just an NFL player kneeling. What's the big deal? It's one black dude, blah, blah, blah. And Donald Trump goes, no, no, no. That is about the country. That is about our first responders, our police. If we allow Kaepernick to kneel and we allow it to just be like, oh, well, I understand why he's kneeling, then we're in trouble because we no longer are believing in the rule of law. And Donald Trump said, that is not as innocuous as you believe. I'm going to address it. When he addressed the border issue, oh, it's people wanting a better way of life. You're separating babies from families. He's going, no. Don't try to make me think that this is a little issue. This is a huge issue that's impacting our economy and our citizens in ways that you want to just sweep under the rug and ignore. When Donald Trump addressed John McCain, oh, he's a war hero. He needs to leave John McCain alone. John McCain, no, he's not. Donald Trump is saying nobody is bigger than this country. You're not going to tell me he's a war hero while he's essentially spitting in the face of the American citizens. And that's what he did. And so when Donald Trump sees that a big injustice is being done towards whom? You, the American citizens. He reacts. And he does it with venom and with vigor. And he says, you know what? I will protect this country because my job is to make America great again and put America, ergo Americans, first. And he's talking about you who believe in this country with all your heart and all your might. You that would wrap yourself in old glory and go to sleep at night. You that is willing to go and fight for this country. I'm talking about sacrifice life and limb because that's what we do every single day. We may not be on the front lines like our military men and women, but we are on the front lines of a war that quite frankly is waging and raging in ways that makes our military look like they're not even involved. You are fighting every day against the forces of evil that would dare tear this country down from the inside out and have the best possibility of doing so and has been doing it for the last decade. The first 8 years from the Obama administration 2008 till now is where we find ourselves in the biggest battle of our lives. I can't even overstate that. Kevin Jackson, KJ Radio is who you're listening to, folks, if you're just tuning in. Yeah. So Trump didn't investigate Clinton as Schiff was saying that he was doing it. He was implying that Trump was trying to sabotage Hillary Clinton. Clinton had done a well enough job sabotaging herself. But I want to play this other clip because we're going to run out of time if we don't. And this is, I believe it's kind of a Trump response, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll figure it out together.
Do you have any reason to believe House leadership, including the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, has been in coordination with or in consultation with or even just discussions with the White House about launching these investigations?
I don't know, but really they don't need to be in discussions. They just need to listen to what the president says on TV and what he tweets. And he's been tweeting, you need to investigate Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
The real story here, the non-fake story, is we still need to investigate Hillary Clinton. So they're listening to his marching orders, whether they're directly coordinating or not. And this is highly problematic.
Now, that was early on in the Trump presidency, and he was defending himself saying, look, I've done nothing. Go look at Hillary. And Schiff is saying, oh, he's trying to redirect the investigation. And Trump was saying, I'm not redirecting anything. If you're going to investigate this thing, investigate it properly. Well, if you think for 1 second that Donald Trump is now going to go, well, you know what? Let bygones be bygones. I've been exonerated. It's no big deal. You're wrong. You're wrong. Now, Donald Trump has the moral high ground to say, I told you it wasn't me. And what did I say a while back? This investigation needs to go against Hillary Clinton and her band of thieves, or whatever you want to call it. And that's what's about to happen. Oh, man, it's about to get fun. Now, I'm curious. I'm curious as to what you think, because I've got Carl out there that listens to the program, and he told me, Kevin, it's never going to happen. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, I was playing golf with a friend of a friend, an acquaintance of a friend of mine, and that gentleman says to me, and we made a gentleman's bet, that nothing's going to happen to Hillary or anybody else. Now, I'm going to ask you, my audience, what's the fallout of this? Because I'm telling you, if you want to explain to me that nobody's going to care, and when I say the fallout, do you believe that the Democrats as a whole are going to go, this is not good? I mean, are we going to get more walk away here to go all Brandon Strzok on you. But are Democrats going to walk away from their party after this? I don't know. I think a lot of them have already done it. I think people have sort of made up their minds. But I do believe that this report being definitive is not going to help their cause. The fact that Mueller stacked that team and they came up with nothing, nothing related to Trump, the optics of that cannot be good for Democrats or anybody else. So I'm curious, what do you think happens? We have a litany, you know, let's look at the what are the possibilities? Absolutely nothing happens. We move on. Everybody says the country now needs to start to heal, and we do that. Or we watch people all the way up to high-level government officials in the Obama administration and elsewhere who go to prison. That's our, you know, our line, if you will, right? The levels that could happen. What do you think happens? And anything in between? One or two people go to jail, nobody goes to jail. 50 people go to jail. What do you think is going to happen? I say there's going to be a high-level sacrificial session that goes on with the Democrats, and I say it's happening right now. I believe the Democrats are laying out a contingency plan that says, okay, we are not going to prison. You know, the elites are trying to figure out how they stay out. So they are looking at who is the most sacrificable and who is going to keep their mouths shut and on and on. They're looking at this now. That's what I think is happening. You guys may not. But I love how Schiff had said, the president's tweeting that you need to investigate Hillary Clinton. Yeah. And I think you're going to measure, if I'm right, by, is he still doing that? What's going to happen when this officially comes out? Watch the tweets of the president.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you gotta feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. .com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In a joint appearance with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House,
President Trump strongly condemned the deadly rocket attack on a residential community just north of Tel Aviv. The president blamed Hamas for the rocket attack that came from Gaza and says the United States and our commitment to Israel remain strong.
Under my administration, the unbreakable alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
Democrats are still not ready to move on, even after Attorney General William Barr released the principal conclusions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's completed probe, which show that President Trump did not work with Russia to sway the 2016 presidential election. New York Democratic Congressman Jerry Nadler says until the full report is out, no conclusions can be made.
We have to see the Mueller report. We have to see all the evidence behind it. I certainly don't trust Attorney General Barr's summary of it.
USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My takeaway is there's a very real prospect that that he may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
Do you agree with Congressman Adam Schiff, who's going to be the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that President Trump could be indicted and possibly face jail time after he leaves office?
Yes.
If we do the investigations, the information is there. We're fiddling while Rome is burning. This president needs to be impeached.
I wouldn't be surprised after all of this is said and done that some people end up in jail. You know?
And I think they're shocked that the news is tightening. And that people might go to jail.
You're exactly right.
For the rest of their lives.
I think they're all going to jail.
But you think some people are going to wind up in jail, not just one individual, but people, plural. Is that what you're saying?
That's my impression, yes.
It's not out of the question that a Senate could convict on impeachment charges.
He has no idea that he's going down.
It certainly looks like they are the kind of offenses that would call for impeachment hearings.
Absolutely, I think he can be looked at and perhaps even charged with obstruction of justice.
But at this point, you're confident that at least some Trump associates will wind up in jail.
If I was betting, I would say yes.
Do you think at the end of the day, if Trump chooses the country over his own family, is that a good thing? Or would you rather him vice versa?
Well, I think they're all going to end up together in prison, and maybe that's a good thing.
Oh, my God.
Talk about a montage of delusion. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's KJRadio.com. Kevin Jackson Show. I call that the montage of delusion because these are leftists. He's going to be impeached. He's going to jail. Let me tell you what they said to you. Let's be clear. What they're telling you is what is about to happen to the Democrats. Yeah, he's going down. Going to be indicted. He faces jail time. And he faces nothing. Mueller came back with this report, as you all know, at this point, and there was bupkis. But hurt leftists had all weekend to plot the demise of Donald Trump. And what are we going to do to him now? I don't know. Are some of them going to move to Venezuela now that Trump will continue to be president for the remainder of term one? I can't wait. For what? What can I wait for? I can't wait for 2020. I can't wait for clear vision. In 2020, leftism is going to get clear vision. Yeah. And they're going to find out just how bad things were for them in 2019. And let me tell you something. If you think these people lost it during the Kavanaugh hearings, if you think these people lost it on November the 8th of 2016, you wait until the election of 2020 when Donald Trump re-ups and the House comes back in control of the Republicans. Let me show you how Rachel Maddow covered the Mueller report. This is a must-see visual, but unfortunately all we have is audio. But I want you to sense the level of fear and delusion these people suffer from, because you can hear it. Trust me, it's just more fun to watch it. But here's Rachel Maddow when the report came out.
Well, at least as far as this letter goes, from the Attorney General, Bill Barr, tonight, Barr says he never exercised that power. He's notifying Congress formally there was never anything the special counsel sought to do that Bill Barr stopped Mueller from doing. And that's fascinating. Of course, everybody would like to hear that from Robert Mueller as well as from Bill Barr. But at this point, it's only Bill Barr who is speaking on Mueller's behalf. Robert Mueller is still, at this point, publicly silent, as he has been from the very beginning. Although we'll have more on that in a moment.
So just so we're clear, here's what Maddow is trying to say. Donald Trump has been cleared. Nobody, repeat, absolutely nobody impeded Robert Mueller in any way. Deck stacked against Trump, hiring all those Hillary, pro-Hillary people, anti-Trump people, FBI, NSA, CIA, Obama administration, and on and on. Nobody impeded anything. Donald Trump gave them 100% latitude. They extended this beyond to the point of we don't even know how many layers. If this onion had layers, that they would reach to Australia. Okay, this is the biggest blooming onion on the planet, and they got nothing. And she's going, we had it all. And we got nothing? What's going on, America? Well, hey, Rachel, I hate to break it to you, but Donald Trump didn't do anything. And now they got serious problems. She's like, this letter from Barr says he didn't impede Mueller. No, we still need to hear from Mueller. I mean, we even need to hear from Barr. Now, Adam Schiff and people, we may impeach Robert Mueller. I want you to understand something. How bad it's gotten for the left. They are so mad. They stacked the deck in every single way and gave the marching orders for Mueller. You will get Donald Trump. And Mueller did everything he could to stack the deck. And you know the outcome? Their fixer couldn't fix it. And now they're going, well, we still need to hear from Mueller. And the Democrats are saying, we're going to get Mueller and put so much pressure on him now that he may go, well, maybe I wasn't as thorough, and he's going to try to come on and do a Comey. But the Comey won't be to get off Hillary Clinton. Remember the preponderance of evidence that Comey led up to the point where we were all like, okay, Hillary's going to prison. And he goes, but it did not rise to that. And you notice in their language, they say things like this. Well, the report may be out, but it could still be bad news for Trump. It could still be procedural things or things that Mueller can't go after him for, but other people may be able to go after him for. Then the Democrats are going, you know what? We're not through. Jerry Nadler, we're not through. Adam Schiff, we're going to launch more investigations. They better be scared, man. Here's Schiff talking about more investigations.
What are the outstanding questions that your committee, the House Intelligence Committee, for example, will continue to investigate regardless of what the Mueller report reveals?
Well, you know, there are any number of examples that I could give you of the information that we've obtained in our investigation, information that's become clear from the special counsel investigation that may not be neatly summed up in a decision or disclosure that we decided to indict A but not B. And to give you an illustration, we know that Paul Manafort was providing polling data to someone linked to Russian intelligence. Now, that may not have shown up in an indictment, but nonetheless, it raises profound questions about why the presidential campaign of Donald Trump was providing polling data, apparently detailed polling data, to someone linked to Russian intelligence. That is just one of the great many of unanswered questions, and if they're not answered, then we're going to have to answer them. We're going to have to find the truth. And I would say this in terms of the administration, which at least professes a desire for Congress to work expeditiously on its investigations. The degree to which they're transparent and provide this information from the Justice Department will greatly facilitate our ability to work swiftly. We have to completely reinvent the wheel. It will obviously be far more time-consuming and difficult.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So that was the veiled threat by Adam Schiff that if you give us all the information we need to finish trying to put you underground, to put you in prison and throw away the key, then it'll move quickly. But if you don't, then we're going to drag it out and it's going to look ugly for us politically. Go for it. Let me tell you what Donald Trump's going to say. Drag it out. If I were anybody, I'm telling you right now, ask me. I hope Schiff, I wouldn't ask God to put a wrath on me, but I'm saying I almost wish that they would come after me so I could show you guys. I would say I'm cooperating with nothing. I'm not having an attorney. I'm not appearing before anybody. And I will use the Clinton precedent and the Eric Holder precedent. Call me into Congress. Subpoena me and watch if I show up. I will say screw you and the horse you rode in on. I'm not doing anything. There's been enough precedent set in this to just say there is no rule of law in this country. That's how I would do it. And I'm telling you, there will be so many people fight. I would be what like that guy, Tommy Robinson in England, who filmed a pedophile going into court and then got imprisoned in England because he's talking about these rape gangs that are running around Britain run by Muslims. And instead of addressing the problem and saying it's a real problem, they threw this guy in jail over it. I will be the guy that is willing to go to jail and stand on principle. No problem at all. And I can fight. I ain't saying, you're going to win them all. But if you're going to try to get, to my naughty bits, it's going to be a struggle. Okay. I don't go down easy, boys. I mean, there's easier fish in the prison yard, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, man. Can you believe this? After everything that we found out, the Democrats think they can keep this going. I can't. I haven't seen any tweets from President Trump. I think he's waiting on the actual thing, or maybe it's just I've been out of touch. But I can't wait to see how he addresses this stuff, because he's at a point now where we are well beyond just being defensive. It is time for Donald Trump to do what Trump does best, and that is go after him. Go offensive. Make them have to explain all these things. If Schiff says he wants answers, Donald Trump should say, I want as many answers as you. You need to start bringing in these Clintonistas.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
They call these guys collusion truthers. Yeah, I love it. Collusion truthers, the people that refuse to believe that Donald Trump, after everything that he's been through, has nothing to do with the Russians. Now, here's the deal. They know Donald Trump has nothing to do with the Russians. They know that. But political expediency dictates that the Democrats have to continue down this path, even to their own demise, because if they just stop at this point and go, you know what, he's been exonerated, we got to move forward, that means we got to start looking in the other direction. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I said that many times. Adam Schiff knows what's coming. He knows. He knew exactly what was going to happen, and I think we covered this earlier in the broadcast, but he knew exactly what was going to happen when Donald Trump, because he tried to present the idea that Donald Trump was going to go after Hillary Clinton when he became president.
It's really sad if he would go after his opponent, you know, for political reasons,
and Donald Trump left Hillary Clinton alone, left her alone. But you know what the left did? They kept poking the tiger. They kept poking the tiger. Donald Trump, Russian collusion, Russian collusion, Russian collusion. And finally, Donald Trump's like, look, I've had enough of this. You know it's not true. I haven't colluded with them. Gave them enough rope. They did hang themselves. And now, the thing that they hate the most, that the report actually comes out, that it shows, well, we already know. Look, this is like Jussie Smollett. We know Jussie Smollett was lying. There's no question in my mind. I don't believe there's any question in yours. Now, what's he doing? He's sticking to the lie. That's what the Democrats are doing. Just follow this case and look at it. I mean, it was as obvious as Jussie Smollett when he added the noose and the bleach, okay? Just like when Hillary Clinton bleach bit her servers and smashed them. You knew then and there, you knew before, but you certainly knew that with the overacting, right, the overdramatics, that these guys were completely wrong. This is where we are now. The Democrats are overacting. We want that report immediately. Nothing happens in Washington immediately. They know it needs to be redacted, but they got to pretend that they really want it. They have to pretend that there are additional investigations. And if they help, if Donald Trump's group only, you know, conforms and does what we ask, well, then, you know, we'll just get to the bottom of this. They in no way want to get to the bottom of this. Not going to happen. And that's why, you know, the biggest problem that they face, the biggest problem is that Donald Trump's going to win in 2020. But before I get to that, I mean, they're helping him. He didn't need the help, but they're helping him anyway. I want to talk about how they thought Trump was going to handle this. And what they were saying to each other, if you want to know how they got to this level of delusion, I want to take you back a little bit, okay? And here it is. Bill Kristol talking about Donald Trump fearing the Robert Mueller stuff.
Oh, of course it's driving it. The president hates the investigation. He fears it. And he wants to shut it down or curb it as much as he can. That may just mean discrediting it as much as he can with his base so that when Mueller issues his report, Republicans resist it. He hopes to pardon people or intends to pardon people. It may be that he intends to fire Mueller. I think people are being a little too cavalier about it. No, isn't Trump? Trump's really exasperated. Trump's really thin-skinned. Trump psychologically can't restrain himself. I don't buy any. I mean, that's all true, I think, to some degree. Trump is trying systematically, though, to discredit the FBI, which is the agency that began the investigation and still carries out much of it for the special counsel, for Robert Mueller. And he's doing so by attacking individuals, by attacking the whole organization, by saying the whole thing is a witch hunt. And I think he fears it and wants to end it as much as he can.
Are you at all, Bill, concerned that Republicans are, some Republicans are actually towing the line? Certainly a lot of the president's surrogates and proxies are also very critical of the Mueller investigation in these individuals.
Very much so. They're being used by the president. They're playing into the president's hands, or they're being allies to the president, and something that I think would do a lot of damage to the country. This renewed attack began, let's not forget, after General Flynn pled guilty on, I think that was December 1st, less than a month ago, and agreed to cooperate with the special counsel. After people like Hope Hicks, the president's communications director, who was very close to him during the campaign and subsequently testified for 2 days to the FBI, with the prospect of Jared Kushner, who testified to the special counsel, maybe being drafted into this more directly. I mean, I think this is the president right. Knows that he has something to worry about and is doing his best to fight back.
Bill Kristol, man, I would tell you he wishes he could walk it back, but he probably doesn't. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, collusion truthers, right?
are trying to say that, this is Bill Kristol back in like 2018 maybe, saying Trump needs to discredit the report. And once the report comes out and all these indictments are there, he needs to pardon people. In the meantime, Bill Kristol said, he probably needs to fire Mueller. In other words, in order to save his skin, he's going to have to discredit the report, pardon people, probably get Mueller fired, but still the outcome was going to be we would have people to be pardoned. And then he says, Donald Trump is trying to do this, embarrass the FBI, the individuals, by attacking individuals, any organization. He's calling it a witch hunt. Now, I just want to stop there for just a second and ask you, who was right and who was wrong? Is Donald Trump right in attacking individuals within the FBI? Of course he is. We know they were against him. Is he right to attack the organization? Of course he is. It wasn't anecdotal. It wasn't one or two people. It was multitudes of people, including FBI management. He called it a witch hunt. What would you call it? If you were innocent, you know you're innocent, and all the things that we've described have happened. What would you call it? I know what I call it. Then, Kristol says, he fears it. He feared it so much that he let Mueller pick the dream team. He left people within the FBI. He left management that should have been fired a long time ago, including Rod Rosenstein and others. He so feared it that he got up every day, went to work like a rock star, and then what ultimately happened? Nothing. The left got their butt kicked. And here's what he gets a setup question. Well, don't you think the Republicans are joining in with him? And yes, they're playing to the president's hands. And renewed attacks after General Flynn pled guilty. You want to know why Donald Trump renewed his attacks? Because he knew General Flynn had done nothing. General Flynn was a man. He had to be let go because of the optics. But outside of that, he's a good guy. Never, this should never even seen the light of day. But that's where we are. Anyway, lots going on with this, and you're going to be talking about it for the next 2 or 3 days, maybe a little bit longer. But at the end of all of this discussion, what awaits the left, if we're talking about the proverbial tunnel, what awaits the left is a train. Yeah, it's a train. They know what's coming their way. There's nothing they can do about what they put into motion. They did everything they could. I want to reiterate. Cheating so that Hillary would get the nomination. Cheating so that Hillary would win debates and ultimately defeat Trump. They lost. Then they cheated in order to try a coup. Now they cheat to try to continue it, knowing that they're losing little by little in all these different areas. And you know what it's validating for Donald Trump? We played a Ted Koppel clip the other day where Koppel said, look, guys, there's no question here that we've been targeting Trump wrongly. And what he's saying is it's going to backfire. I want to play one more clip. I probably should have waited until tomorrow, but it's on Bloomberg and why he's not running for president. You know what? It's a little too long for this segment, and it really needs a discussion around it because I swear it is so awesome. I'm not a Bloomberg fan by any means. But he lays it out. And the strategy that he lays out in this clip, we'll play it tomorrow. Yeah, we'll do it in the first hour so you guys don't have to sweat it. But anyway, and he lays it out in such a funny way. And he beats up on Democrats and explains why many of them will drop out and will never be seen or heard from again and why they should. And I got to tell you, something's happening here because this is a guy who claimed to be an independent, when he was New York mayor. And this is one of these independents that's a dyed-in-the-wool, what I would believe is a dyed-in-the-wool anti-Trumper, who said, I'm out. Multiple times richer than Donald Trump. And he said, here's why I'm out. And I'm telling you, it's going to be fun to watch. But so let me cover this, because somebody said that Trump's going to be hard to beat. The White House report card finds Trump under fire from someone in his own party, they said, over the national emergency declaration to build a wall. But a step ahead of the crowd of Democrats hoping to unseat him in 2020,
Zogby poll says they grade weekly grade the president along with the conservative analyst Jeb Babin. He said while Trump continues to struggle in the polls, Democrats aren't offering a credible alternative. Trump will be hard to beat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.